And it, you'd hardly believe this, but we heard new accents and new new words even.
Really?
Yes.
The dialect is as local as that?
It was as local as that, yes. Oh, Christ. For instance, we used to call this, what your proper name is, a sickle, whatever you call it, a sickle, a small and hook like that with one hand. We used to call it a fagging hook. Yeah. When they called it a bagging hook.
That's right.
And we used to sneer at them. Well, not just the bagging hook, it's a bagging hook. Well, Littleton used to run all the first syllables of a sentence together very rapidly and then draw out the last syllable. For instance, they would say, are you going to the pub? No. Mugger the man, I eat.
That sounds familiar.
I think I have heard that.
Yes, yeah, I
think it, I don't think it's died out completely.
No.
I've exaggerated slightly, of course, but the same sort of thing they do. Yes. Eh?
But that was a distinct difference between Littleton speaking and Cleve
speaking. Yes. Yeah, and Cleve, and, well, it didn't speak like Littleton. I don't know whether we actually had an accent, but, we had a way of speaking, of course, the villagers did anyway. That's one reason, of course, why... I don't want to be snobbish or anything, but it's one reason why farmers' children wouldn't go to the village school, because they'd pick up the local dialects, which don't do well everywhere. And of course they would also get a few bad habits and whatnot as well, possibly. In my childhood, they would, in Cleve Briar would be spoken the second person singular, would be quite often used. Thee and thy.
Yes.
They best this and they best that,
If, for instance, he went down to the road, somebody might say, instead of saying, where are you going, he'd say, where best thee are going.
Yes.
Yes.
Not many
don't
people,
so much these
and
days.
You didn't want to learn. It's all right to know it, but you didn't want it to be a normal way of speech.
Mm.